North Korea has tried and failed to fire a new ballistic missile in an act of defiance against world pressure to rein in its arms program. North Korea timed the apparent failed launch mere hours after the United States convened a United Nations meeting to call for greater pressure on North Korea. At the gathering, United States Secretary of State Rex Tillerson urged nations to impose new economic sanctions on North Korea. He says the United States is prepared to take military action against the rogue nation if necessary.
Diplomatic and financial levers of power will be backed up by a willingness to counteract North Korean aggression with military action, if necessary. We much prefer a negotiated solution to this problem, but we are committed to defending ourselves and our allies against North Korean aggression. This new pressure campaign will be swiftly implemented and painful to North Korean interest.
U.S. officials say the missile did not leave North Korean territory. South Korea's defense ministry says the missile exploded in mid-flight into the Sea of Japan a couple of minutes after it was launched from the Pukchang airfield. In a message posted on Twitter, U.S. President Donald Trump called the attempt bad and disrespectful to China. South Korea says the North is playing with fire and warned of tougher UN sanctions. Cho Chung-hook is South Korea's foreign ministry spokesperson.
오늘 북한의 탄도미사일 발사는
The government strongly condemns this, as it clearly violates relevant UN Security Council resolutions and constitutes a serious threat to peace and security on the Korean Peninsula and the international community. The government sternly warns North Korea, if it continues playing with fire like this and rejecting denuclearization, it will face strong punitive measures on various levels, including the UN Security Council.
Japan condemned the test as unacceptable. Japanese Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga says Japan will be watching events closely.
The ballistic missile that was launched is believed to have landed inland in North Korean territory, about 50 kilometres from where it was launched. As for the details, we are currently analysing the situation.
Foreign leaders meeting at the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, issued a statement expressing grave concern over North Korea's nuclear weapons tests and ballistic missile launches. The ASEAN ministers urged North Korea to fully comply with relevant UN Security Council resolutions aimed at curbing its nuclear program and called for the resumption of negotiations on the issue. The statement came despite an appeal to ASEAN in the form of a formal letter from North Korea for support. For its part, China says the country is doing what it can to influence North Korea, but it does not bear sole responsibility for solving the issue. Foreign Minister Wang Yi addressed diplomats at the United Nations.
China is not a party directly involved in the Korean Peninsula nuclear issue, nor does it hold the key to solving the issue. However, China has displayed a responsible attitude for the peace of the peninsula and the stability of the region, and made great contributions in pushing forward the negotiations.
Russia joined China in criticizing the United States' threat of military power, saying such a move would be disastrous. In a show of force, the United States has sent the USS Carl Vinson aircraft carrier to waters off the Korean Peninsula and has set up an advanced missile system in South Korea. In Australia, the government is being urged to build a missile defense shield to protect from a potential missile attack from North Korea. Australian Conservatives Senator Cory Bernardi says it's time for the world to act to stop North Korea from obtaining nuclear weapons.
Well, I don't think we can allow North Korea to develop nuclear weapons and intercontinental ballistic missiles. So you've got to do something. Donald Trump has been very vocal about it. I think that's positive. But the regime in North Korea has been propped up by the Chinese government for, you know, decades now. It's time for that to stop. And I really think for the safety of the world in this region, there needs to be a concerted approach. So a united approach by everyone to disarm North Korea.
Deputy Labour leader Tania Plibersek says diplomatic options should be exhausted first.
I think it's very important that Australia and countries right across the region take the threat of North Korea nuclear weapons upgrades very seriously indeed. It's important not to speculate in a loose sort of way about what might happen on the North Korean peninsula, but I would say the best chance we have of a peaceful resolution of the increased tensions on the Korean peninsula is for China to continue to play an ever-increasing role in reining in North Korea.